Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show, everybody. This is hour two of the program, Canada's only morning sports talk show. And if it's not morning, good day to you and to Canadian sports fans around the world.
Top of the morning to you.
Yeah, happy thanks, whatever day it is. St. Patrick's Day. Used to be a big day to me. It's not anymore. But at Wendell Clark's in Saskatoon, where they're watching the show right now, Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill, it's St. Patrick's Day all week long. And we'll be talking about them later on in the program. But we're going out on video chat right now because TSN NHL insider Darren Dreger has been with us. He's been standing by since late in hour one. I appreciate it, Dregs. You're not suited and booted anymore. You've slipped back into your pajamas. What's your day like, Dregs?
Well, it's not typical, I will assure you that. But I don't think it's typical for anybody, frankly. Obviously, I spend a lot of time on the phone, text messaging, calling people, all of that. I've relaxed a little bit because I do think that, NHL general managers, coaches, the Players Association, the National Hockey League head office do require a little bit of time to continue to digest and work through everything that they're having to work through on an hour by hour basis. But, we're going to continue to do what we can do. I'm positioned now in my home office. So, if you don't like the backdrop, too bad, because you're going to see it for a number of times and perhaps a number of weeks moving forward. And, that's literally technology at its best, isn't it? I look at myself here in my home office, my home studio. We're doing insider trading at TSN later today, and that will be myself here in my home studio. Pierre LeBrun is in his home studio. Frank Saravalli is in Philadelphia in his home studio. And they're feverishly, they being the TSN IT people, are trying to get the necessary equipment to Bob McKenzie, who's at his palatial estate. He's going to be lined up and tech savvy probably later this week. So we're going to continue to do whatever we can to bring you whatever news there is while we're currently being self-isolated.
Well, you know what? Speaking of that, Dregs, because we had Brian Munns on last hour, I said, what do you know? Where are you at today? He goes, we're all following Darren Dreger's lead. We're all waiting to see what Dregs says next. I mean, is that a lot of pressure for you, or is that exciting?
Neither, to be honest. If Munsey is following my lead, then Munsey's got to get more of a life. Usually, what I can tell you he is doing, he and I, We go back and forth with each other because I'm a card-carrying member of Team Titleist. How about that for a shameless plug? Yeah. And he is Team TaylorMade, right? So every time he gets new golf gear, he sends me a picture of this stuff, and I chirp him about it all the time. So he'll be sitting in Winnipeg looking out his window, begging for the snow to melt so that he can get out onto the golf course. So I don't know if that'll even be a reality anytime soon for any of us. But if I get out there first, you can be sure that he's going to know about it because I'm going to send him endless pictures.
It's like amazing. He got a putter.
It's amazing you would say that because he said that.
Yeah.
I'm looking out my window. We still have snow. And I'm like, it's cold out here in the prairies. I don't know what it is in southern Ontario. But I guess the question, everybody, what he's waiting for, and all of North American hockey fan, worldwide hockey fans are, Dregs, is are they going to get on the ice and when? So what's the latest on that?
You know what, Rod? It's impossible to say, and I wish I had that inside information. I mean, clearly, what we saw earlier this week was the National Hockey League and the Players Association acting in response to what is the recommendation of the CDC, and that's that no more than 50 people, 50 or more, is being recommended. That doesn't happen moving forward for the next 8 weeks. So best, absolute best-case scenario for the NHL is that there is containment of COVID-19 in this window, and the National Hockey League can reconvene with a mini training camp, if you will, 45 days into this X week self-isolation and recommendation of no gatherings of more than 50 people. Now, what could happen, of course, as the threat seems to be growing, I mean, every morning there seems to be a political leader standing in front of the media telling us what they're doing either provincially, federally, or internationally. So let's just say that it doesn't get better immediately. In fact, the threat worsens. Well, the World Health Authorities, including Health Canada and the CDC, are going to respond accordingly. So if there's another recommendation that comes out, and it's not 8 weeks, it's been extended to 12 weeks, well, then the National Hockey League and the Players Association are going to have to follow in kind. So what we know today is what I've said. Maybe that changes tomorrow. Maybe it changes next week. We can't be sure.
Darren, a couple of things. Is playing in an empty arena, is that on the table at all? Is that something the league is open to?
Yes. I can't sit here and say that they've dismissed it and it's never going to happen. That is far from option A, B, C, or D. Yeah. A perfect world would be, of course, you return whenever it's safe to do so. And you look at the varying playoff formulas, whatever they might look like. But even when you look at what playing in an empty building might look like, I mean, if you're going to broadcast it to the world, I've been involved in enough broadcasts, both on-site as part of the production crew and in studio, to know you can't do that with five people.
Yeah.
It literally takes a large team of people to put a production like that on. And of course, you could simplify it. You could streamline it. But even from a team perspective, again, the only way you proceed, and this is where there's a disconnect for me, and I'm not, this is not my field of expertise. I'm not trying to come off as an expert. But if the National Hockey League is still abiding, and they'll have to abide by health authorities, if there's even a hint of a threat, they're still going to minimize the number of people that are allowed to be in a building at one time in proximity of one another, right? Well, you put two teams in a building, and automatically you're talking about 60, 70, 80 personnel, players included, and we're not even talking about the broadcast element to that. So if you get to a place where the health authorities say, no, it essentially has been contained, the threat has been lessened to a point where we're not as concerned with the number of people, well, then why are you limiting the number of people that would be able to attend from a spectator perspective?
For sure.
This is all very fresh. I mean, it's been just not even a week yet. But I assume some conversations have to be having about what happens next year. I mean, if they don't get back on the ice till, say, the middle of May, we go 8 weeks out. I assume they have to have a contingency plan, or at least working on one, to come up for training camps next year. And does this maybe, from the 20,000 feet, does it have the conversation start having about, is the season too long? Is this an opportunity for some changes to maybe occur down the road?
It may be, but I think given the fact and the reality that there's going to be just monumental revenue loss here, I'd be surprised that if the National Hockey League and the owners and the players, for that matter, too, they're 50-50 partners in this. They're invested in trying to recoup whatever revenue is available to them. It's probably not the right timing to minimize a regular season, drop it from 82 to a lower number, unless you absolutely have to, just to get a season. And that's an excellent point, by the way. Again, I'm just working on assumptions here. But let's assume that there is some form of Stanley Cup postseason at whatever time it is. And there will be a break date. There'll be a time where the National Hockey League says it's not viable, we can't do it anymore, and we do want to preserve the option or the potential of playing a full 82-game regular season next year. But if they don't, I mean, you're not talking about drifting into next year. That seems obvious. Like, if you play your Stanley Cup in whatever format that is, is it a 16-team tournament? There's all kinds of speculation about a 24-team tournament, which I think would be fun to watch. I don't think it's going to happen, but it's creative. What if you do drift into the start of next season, and then all of a sudden you're pushing back the following year? So the repair work that is necessary could be a very extensive process, and I just don't think that it's the time for shortening the season. I think when it's healthy enough that all can return, I think they're just going to want to start with status quo and work from there.
Right.
Last point, Dregs, because I know you're busy. How devastated are you that the junior seasons have been canceled for Junior A, paused for Major Junior, because your boy, Kevin Kaminsky, SJHL Coach of the Year, coached LaRange to the second best record in franchise history. I would have liked to have seen how it finished, how it played out.
Yeah, me too. And it seems a little reckless, disingenuous to use terminology like heartbroken. But if we're okay with just adding sport as a distraction and an entertainment, then I am going to submit that. Because I do look around the country, I look around internationally at all the work that was done for these young organizations and players that, you know, they're never going to be able to finish. And it's a sad reality. I look at the NHL draft. I look at, the things that aren't going to happen, like the NHL Combine. You had the World Under 18 Championship, which was canceled. You know, a normal NHL draft for all these young players who've spent the better part of the last 15 years of their life, you know, literally preparing for that moment that they may never have. But we can't think of that. You know, we've got to focus on what matters, and that is the world getting healthy again. But there are moments where I look at Killer's situation, and I look here in Ontario at everything that's gone on and what isn't going to happen because of the cancellations already, and there's a part of me that just can't believe that it's gotten to this point.
No kidding. And continues. Dregs, thanks for the time. Appreciate it, man. Keep it up. We're all watching close.
All right, guys. Be well.
Darren Dreger joining us from his home office, and he's having some fun with it. I don't know if you saw his post of his wolf pajamas that he was wearing.
No, I didn't see that.
Bottoms this morning from his home. But yeah, he's the guy. I'm following it all. I got up this morning and watched the tail end of Jay and Dan. No, I saw it on TSN.ca, his video of a potential 24-team Stanley Cup playoff format, because there are 24 teams in contention. And again, I don't know, if they just said, hey, if my bold, crazy prediction that they come back and play in April, because you missed the whole start of the show.
Yeah, I still
have a feeling that Trump's going to come out from behind a curtain and go, you can go back on the ice, boys. The threat is over. And they start playing.
Is it a green curtain? And
no, red.
Is he in Oz? That's what I really want to know.
And he's much smaller.
Yeah.
But let's just say magically they come back playing. If they lopped off at 16 teams and said, sorry, guys, the guys that are in playoff position today, you're in. The other, what's my math, 15, you're out. There's going to be some mad teams.
Sure.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. Suck it up.
Look in the East, Caroline and Columbus hold the two wild card spots as of right now. And then, you look at the teams really in contention, the Islanders at 80, 1 point back. You look at the Rangers in Florida. But then if you did 12-12, Montreal's in the playoffs. So New York, two New York teams, Florida and Montreal, hit the playoffs. And then out in the West, Winnipeg and Vancouver have the two wild cards. But then you also have to include Nashville, Minnesota, Arizona, and Chicago get in.
Oh,
but Chicago's only 6 points back of the playoffs, so they're in contention, be at a very small odds. So I don't mind the 24 teams. It eliminates any type of argument about,
we
were getting hot and down the stretch and away we go.
How do you, like, in what best
well,
of threes?
Well, I saw it this morning. It was on NBCSports.com, I believe, that they said they would have a play-in.
Okay, so like the
NCAA, there'd be some periphery teams.
64.
Okay. You would give those teams a chance to have a short little, okay, if you're going to get into the playoffs, you got to get hot. You'd give the teams that are already in good playoff spots, or at least near the top, a decided advantage, right?
I thought Dreger put it perfectly. Like, to keep it in perspective, using heartbroken about missing hockey games it seems a little trite these days. But when you just look at it in the world of sports, it is, you talk about the junior clubs or not having this. Yes, in the grand schemes, it seems like a bit of an overreaction. But when this is your life and this is the world you live in, I just thought he put that very succinctly there. Honestly, Rod, I don't know. I don't see him coming back until we're into May, for sure. I really don't. MLB has said May. NBA, I don't know where they're at, but when you look at the CDC, Center for Disease Control in the States, 8 weeks out, everything's just evolving so much. I don't think we know, but I just don't see it being until May.
And changing on a day-by-day basis?
You know, Kentucky Derby, that's in May. They've already scrapped that.
Moved it to September.
They're moving on. I've seen golfers say the PGA Championship, also in May. They don't expect to play that one. So
my dad's cousin, Sam Connerty, and by proxy would make him my cousin, too. Sammy writes in, he says, I'm in quarantine for 14 days, so I guess that I have to watch your show. Oh, so sorry, Sam. Yeah. It's funny because I went to the gym this morning, as I always do, and I'll say who it is, Evolution Fitness. There's a young man working at the front. His name's Hayden. He's got a large pompadour similar to yours. And he had told me like last week, maybe 2 weeks ago, how much he loves the show. And this morning he had on this monitor on the computer, a Flames. It was Flames for sure. I think it was Flames Oilers. Mm. And I said, what are you watching? He goes, Sportsnet's replaying old hockey games. I said, why don't you watch old Rod Peterson shows? He goes, I've seen them all. I didn't know whether to take that as a compliment or an insult.
It's a compliment.
It's a major compliment.
If you do want something to do, go back and watch episode one. That's pretty cool to go back and...
It's pretty bare bones.
Yeah, pretty bare bones. Yeah.
What the hell did we talk about?
I know, right? We talked about Marshall Hamilton's legs. Remember?
He's got good legs.
We talked about Paul Schaefer. I was Paul Schaefer and you were Letterman. That's what we did for 2 hours. It was wildly
We've really evolved. We must pause. It's the Rod Peterson Show. We'll be back in a moment. Peter Labardius on the way today. Facebook Live coming in April to Game Plus TV Network. And listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Markdown March has arrived at Capital GMC in Regina. It's the best time of year to receive the biggest discounts, highest trade values, lowest payments, and hundreds of brand new vehicles to choose from. Get a special $1 over invoice price on all remaining new 2019 vehicles. Plus, finance rates start as low as 0% on select new GMC Sierras. And Costco members receive special member pricing only for a limited time at Saskatchewan's largest GM dealer, Capital GMC in Regina.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs. Since 1989.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio. Music to build a better day.
Nat, what are the top 5 reasons people come to Suds?
Number 5, our advanced technology protects your finish and keeps your car clean longer. Number 4, we knock off the snow and ice and towel dry to prevent freeze-up. Number 3, our famous Suds Ultimate thoroughly cleans your car's interior. Number 2, you never need an appointment and you get a showroom shine. And the number 1 reason, we treat our customers like family.
Treat yourself and your car to a Suds full-service car wash.
Hey, you! Have you subscribed to the Rod Peterson Show YouTube channel yet? Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now!
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for sticking with us. It's episode 194 of Canada's only morning sports talk show. Although our numbers show there's a lot of viewers out in Eastern Canada where it would be afternoon. Sports update. There was a flurry of activity around the NFL Monday night. The Dallas Cowboys and top receiver Amari Cooper agreed on a $100 million five-year contract. That came after the Cowboys placed their exclusive franchise tag on Dak Prescott, securing the rights to their star quarterback for an estimated $31.5 million, while the sides continue working on a long-term deal. Buffalo agreed to acquire big play receiver Stephon Diggs and a seventh-round draft pick from Minnesota in exchange for four draft picks, including number 22 overall this year. The Vikings also agreed with quarterback Kirk Cousins on a $66 million two-year contract extension. Miami sealed deals with four likely starters and made Byron Jones the NFL's highest paid cornerback at more than $76.5 million over 5 years. That's for corner. Surpassing new teammate Xavier Howard. Free agent quarterback Marcus Mariota agreed to join the Las Vegas Raiders, giving them an experienced backup who could also challenge Derek Carr for the starting role. Mariota, the number two pick in the 2015 draft, lost his starting job in Tennessee last season to Ryan Tannehill. And, of course, all that news usurped this morning by Tom Brady, who's announced that he is leaving the New England Patriots after 20 seasons. So if you haven't noticed, the National Football League has chosen not to participate in the coronavirus pandemic.
Well, they've changed some things, let's be fair.
All professional cricket has been canceled in Australia in response to the coronavirus pandemic. And national organizers are strongly recommending that the season be called off at every level, right down to children's community games.
To be fair, that is like Hockey Canada canceling hockey here in Australia. That's a big deal.
Cricket Australia announced the cancellation today and declared New South Wales State the winner of the Sheffield Shield, the national first-class competition. Were you aware of that, Mr. Biggie Pants?
No, but I know how big cricket is in Australia and India and Pakistan. It's massive.
This sports update for SeatGiant.ca. Stop paying U.S. dollars for sporting events and concerts. We have all major sporting events and concert tickets in Canadian dollars. Enter promo code RP Show and get discounts for RP Show fans. Visit SeatGiant.ca. And for Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill in Saskatoon, corner of Idlewild and Circle Drive, where it is Taco Tuesday. Tacos on special for $13.99 today. See you at Wendell's.
Support your local restaurants. Man.
They're hurting.
It's a scary time.
Yep.
The fallout after this is going to be felt for a long time. And I just, I worry for a lot of them, you know. And I see a lot of, you know, we're not supposed to gather in groups. Get gift cards or, you know, there's other ways. A lot of these places are now offering free delivery, stuff like that. There's options out there, but we got to keep this thing rolling because, it's scary times for our small businesses and our local businesses right now.
Well, to be honest with you, whether it's hit you or not, the definition of trauma is anything your mind cannot comprehend. Mm-hmm. I would suggest the planet is in trauma right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the truth of it all.
One thing, too, and I want to bring this up with you, Rod, and this maybe isn't the forum, but mental health is going to be very important.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I know myself. It's hard to watch. It's hard to be, you know, shacked up, you know, for 14 days if you have to be, or, you know, just not going out. We're social people. Our lives are at the rinks and the football stadiums and talking to people. That's traumatic. We're watching the stock market take a hit. We're you know, our local businesses. If you need it, and I'm sure there's ways to reach out and take care of your mental health too, folks. This isn't just a physical thing. And I find that almost as important or more important right now for people that need to reach out, do it. Find the resources. They're not hard to find out there, folks.
I'm glad you brought that up. And after our next interview, because our next guest has logged in, we can talk about that a little more, because I find myself constantly coaching myself with the training I've received.
All of us,
and not everybody's had that benefit.
Yeah.
So we can talk about that. But we're going to Calgary now. I can only assume he is in Calgary. Maybe not. But Calgary Flames radio color man Peter Labardius joins us. Good morning, Lou. How are you, my friend?
I am good, guys. I'm really good, in fact.
Good. I like to hear that, Lou.
Yeah.
I gotta be honest. Last hour, Brian Munns was with us, and he kind of took us inside where the Jets were at when this all hit a week ago. Would you mind doing the same thing with the Calgary Flames, how you found out, and how the last week's been for you in your life in the Flames?
Well, I would start just by saying that, you know, when it became really real, guys, for me was when I was on a conference call with my boss, Kelly Kirsch, and the two gentlemen that I do games with. And, you know, the first part was about we weren't going to New York. The Flames are supposed to be in New York right now. A matter of fact, they were supposed to be playing tonight in Brooklyn against the New York Islanders. And we were told that through Sportsnet, the company, that we would not be traveling and that we would be doing the game back home off a television monitor. So that's when it started to become real and your mind started to race about, to be frank, all kinds of different things. You know, then the hockey team, needless to say, like all of us, it became very real, I think, in the sports world when Rudy Gobert tested positive. And I think we all knew, guys, the minute that one athlete came down with it, that things were very much going to change. So, to be frank, I haven't had a lot of contact with any members of the Flames ever since. Shortly thereafter, you know, longtime CEO, President Ken King passed away after a longtime battle with cancer. So, you know, there has been a lot to think about in regards to the Calgary Flames. And listen, I heard you guys talk in the last few minutes. I don't think anything is more important right now than one thing. People. Taking care of people. Connecting with people. Mental health. These are the times that I think can really help us get to a better place. I really do. Because right now, we are forced, whether we want to or not, to truly ask ourselves some hard questions. And that is, what is important? And what makes a difference? And who in our lives make a difference? I don't know about you guys, but I think about that stuff each and every single day. And never more so than now, because it's not going to be easy for a while. Things are going to change. And we're going to have to fight through some things, as good old Duke Derek Myers just pointed out, that we've never gone through before. And we've all been through things. And Rod, I start right there with you. What you have done in your journey, forget about hosting this particular show. Forget about being the longtime voice of the Saskatchewan Roughriders. What you have done in the last few years is way more important than any of those things. You've helped people. That's what we're here for. We're here to help. Darren Dupont, who I will never forget a couple years ago, getting to know this beautiful guy and understanding him and his values and what matters to him. Derek, at the other end, the laughs, things that we have shared together. That's why we're here. We're here to make a difference. Guys, I was just at a funeral a couple of days ago for a gentleman by the name of Spiro Lekas. Spiro touched so many people, passed at 92. He was kind of Mr. Baseball in Saskatoon. His name, family, incredibly synonymous. And as I went through a couple of days of the prayers and the funeral, and this is a man who, frankly, for me, is on my Mount Rushmore growing up of men. What he left was an incredible foundation and a family. And the one thing that I thought about a lot in the last week was Spiro was always, he wasn't just concerned about winning games or, you know, my longtime baseball coach. He always cared more about others and asking about others more than himself. He was one of the greatest, most selfless humans I've ever met. And that's what I think these times are asking for. We can all try to speculate about what's coming next in sports. We're all scared. You know, my contract, for all intents and purposes, at my job in Calgary is up. I don't think we're going to play hockey again. I sure hope that they might this season. We might get there. But I'm a realist. If I'm nothing else, I'm a realist. But I know this. With these kind of forums, we have a chance to support one another, to tell some stories, to share some laughs, but to care about people. And that, more than anything, matters. And I've been as guilty as anybody about what's it about? Where do you get your validation? Is it about your career? Is it about sports? Is it about ascending to the highest heights? No, at 54, I've never understood more through self-evaluation, through different experiences, that it's about people and connecting with people and making a difference for people. So sorry for going off on that way. I know that's not really answering your question about the Calgary Flames and sports, but you people all in that room have made a difference, and you've made a difference to others in a great province, a province I believe in, that I grew up in, and I never will forget where I came from and the people who have made a difference, because without that, I'm not sure anything else while we're here matters.
There we go. The comment of that will live in infamy. Thank you, Lou, for the kind words. And you're right. And I think it's a message that everybody needs to hear, which we can go down that road a little later on, too, because there's a lot of people really struggling
for sure
financially right now, too, not just mentally and so forth. We need to help each other at this time. Now, you guys had points.
Well,
sorry.
I want to know, Pete, you know, I mean, that was awesome and I appreciate. And you know what we think about you over here, too. Did you get have you had a chance or an opportunity to get home? Or are you still in Calgary? Where are you?
No, I got now? Home. I flew back to Toronto last Good. Night, in fact, Double D. I was lucky enough to have a chance to visit my son last weekend in Edmonton. It had been a while since I saw him. So, yeah, I made it home last night with, a small touch of should I be doing this? And, you know, always being worried about forget about me. You don't want to be someone who potentially would make life more difficult for somebody else. And, you know, right across the street is my father-in-law who, you know, is dealing with cancer, and certainly his immune system is not up to where it needs to be. The great news is recently he received, a clear signal in terms of there's no cancer right now in his bone marrow, which is awesome. But yeah, I mean, these are the times in every way, shape, or form you have to ask yourself some hard questions and put other people first.
Pete, what do you think, and I mean the reality is that this is business and hockey mm-hmm. and basketball and all these things. What do you think right. kind of the drop-dead date is for the league to go, if we can't get playing by then, we have to move on to the 2020-2021 season?
I would think, Derek, probably not much later, depending on what kind of playoff format you come right. up with, because I think we're going straight there, if indeed. With every passing day, when today I wake up and watch the news and they're talking about 45 days, well, you think about where 45 days mm-hmm. takes us. And you think about, sports, professional sports, the National Hockey League begin there. I mean, where do the majority of the teams play? They play in the United States. Now, is there a way potentially around that with neutral sites and, you know, taking your game to different places? I think there is. But drop dead, I'm not sure you could start playing hockey much later than June the 1st.
Right.
Maybe stretch it to the end of July in some kind of playoff format. But remember, between now and then, we've got to have players who can actually physically participate at a good level. I'd love to sit here on the other end of this stream and say that I see hockey coming back and I'm incredibly hopeful. I just want normalcy of some kind for everybody to come back. That's what I really want. But that would be the best I can try to answer it.
Lou, there's some sort of hidden message has come in here from a guy by the name of Gary Chop Bresh. He's with the Regina Rams alumni.
What a beauty. Old number 61.
Chop says, wish we could get back to the days of Hulk Hogan on your balcony on Monroe at 2 a.m., Pete. Cheers. Stay safe. Signed, Chop. You want to share?
Beauty.
You want to share?
Well, I mean, I don't, you know, it has certainly a link to our good friend Mitchell Blair. That's who I met, Mr. Bresch, through, and obviously covering the Regina Rams during his time. I don't know. I mean, I do know this. If we really want to start digging in on people and stories, we could fill this show for a long time. you know, I don't know how much we could share, but yes, Mr. Rempel, who sits in that studio, you know, we all have had our own little passions. I have, in some ways, for wrestling. I was never really a big fan of it past the Stampede wrestling days, but yeah, wrestling, it's true. I was probably shouting from a balcony somewhere where you could hear me in Moose Jaw or Swift Current, you know, with my loud carrying voice. But yeah, there were a few, Chop and I were involved, and Mitchell, and a few good wrestling fun conversations. I will say this though, that the great thing is anytime somebody from your past or you haven't thought about for a while, you know, even chimes in like this, it just, you know where it takes you? It just takes you back to a happy place, a simpler place, a less responsible place. You know, when I think about my time in Regina, you know, in my early 20s, I'm like, life was pretty easy. You know, I didn't have a child. You know, I wasn't married at the time. I didn't really have a whole lot of worries. So when life is pretty basic and simple, it was sure fun. It was sure fun.
Oh, no doubt. And going to those Pat's Windups at Buddy's Steak Ranch, emceed by Peter Labardius, was highlight of my life.
I don't know how much fun that was.
Was for me.
Hey, there's a little story to this day. People might find this a little hard to believe. But one of my great anxieties is speaking in front of a large group of people. Now, I'll talk your ear off from now till eternity in small groups with what Mike Toth used to joke about me with my people. I love small. I could talk anybody through anything, life, sports. You bring it. I'll talk about it. But yeah, I to this day, standing in front of large groups of people doesn't come that easy.
Yeah, for most it doesn't. But yeah. I will let you go, Lou. But I got Dale Dirkach here. He said to say hi.
Yeah,
he was listening the last time. The last time.
Can I quickly tell my Dale Dirkach story? You know, it's incredible. As a kid,
I'm getting a bigger rat here.
Okay.
Do you see that?
That's a good rat. Okay, what a nice man he is. To think of how I disliked him growing up in Saskatoon and then getting to see, here it is again. One of my great Dale Dirkach memories is 1982, 1983, they were in an unbelievable battle at the Saskatoon Arena with the Blades. And it was it was a 4-3 Blades lead or 3-2. And Dale Dirkach was about to have his stick measured just outside the Blades blue line by Brian Scroodlin. The Blades wanted a stick measurement because they knew his stick was illegal. Now, Dale, to his credit, and just showed what a brilliant person he was and how he processed the game, he raced back to the bench and got rid of his stick. Now, the Blades couldn't measure. The Pats scored in the last minute to tie it, and Doug Trapp, as a 16-year-old, won it in overtime. Glenn Agar was the referee. I was 16 or 17, went racing down to the glass with my mother in attendance, screaming at Glenn Agar about how he was the worst referee, and as usual, the rat had gotten away with something that he didn't deserve to get away from. And then I was probably mad for a week.
Dun-da-da, dun-da-da, da-da-da, dun-da-da. Yeah, I can just picture it.
4 decades, and he remembers the ref. He remembers the ref.
And the Pats win again.
And the Pats did win again. You're right.
I love it.
The great irony is that you would go on to be the voice of the Regina, the beloved voice.
The greatest irony of my entire existence, right? Yep.
Lou, say hi to the fam. Take care of yourself, brother. And if we get into a storytelling show, we'll bring you back because I know you got a few.
Okay. Anytime. Love you guys lots. Take care.
Love you too, Pete. Take care. Peter Labardius out there in the GTA. I know I can listen to those stories from now to the end of time.
Because honestly, who has a better memory for details? It actually surprises me that he wasn't sure if it was 4-3 or 3-2. Like, his details are unbelievable.
Dirk Katz just texted me. Nice.
I'm surprised he didn't step on his stick to break it so they couldn't measure it. That's where I thought that story was going.
Those are great. We'll pause only because we have to. And if for those that weren't with us way back at the start of the program on the rollout when Paul was here.
Paul was here?
He's the sugar daddy. Right? He's the sugar daddy keeping us all afloat here, let's be honest. He says this show isn't going anywhere anytime soon. We'll be on the air every day, 10 a.m. Mountain, maybe even longer throughout all of this. So thank you, folks. We're sticking through. We'll be right back. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live, coming to Game Plus Network TV in April. And listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Prairie Mobile is your SaskTel authorized dealer. Whether you're looking for talk, text, or data, shared, unlimited, or business plans, Prairie Mobile will help you find the SaskTel wireless plan that's right for you. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Saskatchewan Snow Beef is the highest quality beef you will find, bred, born, and raised in Saskatchewan. Snow Beef is the result of crossbreeding full-blood Wagyu males with Holstein females. Much like a fine wine, when given the proper care and diet, the Snow Beef genetics develop superior marbling and flavor. The culmination of these efforts is the best beef you can get in Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan Snow Beef is available at Crave Kitchen and Wine Bar on Victoria Avenue in Regina, or take some home to your own grill by purchasing it at Local and Fresh, 1377 Hamilton Street in Regina. For more information, follow them on Facebook or Instagram at Sask Snow Beef.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. For our viewers, you can see I'm wearing my NFL 100 bunny hug today because I wanted to go with some Patriots gear, and I don't have any.
How's
I thought I did.
Has anybody checked in on sales guy Tyler there?
No, we haven't. Well, he's posted, thank you, Tom.
Oh, geez.
Like all the Patriots fans out there. And by the way, our poll results so far, checking the poll here for Capital Auto Mall, Universal Collision Center. How will the Patriots be without Tom Brady? 69% of you say they'll be worse. 29% of you say they'll be the same. And 2% of you say they'll be better. Those are the people we like to refer to as the haters.
What happens if they win that division? If they
just
win
from our Facebook viewers, from Tyler, some of the viewers' comments that have come in. Story time with Rod and Lou. It would break the internet. From Mick Panko, can you guys stay on all day? A positive in some hard times. We could stay on all day.
They'd have to turn the heat down in here first.
Are you dying?
It's warm.
That's the only I personally like it.
Well, you're acclimatized to it.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I worry about if you and I are going to quarantine in here is just the heat. Because it's like 78 degrees in here.
Shut off the furnace and we'll be fine.
You're upset because the steam room's closed. Come over.
Now it's a problem.
You can come over.
You have a steam at your house?
I got a steam. You got to wear your trunks.
Will you disinfect it?
You got to wear your trunks in there.
I was going to say. We can stay on all day. My mind's racing, and that's never a good thing for anybody. Because I know we need to adhere to somewhat ad breaks, particularly, Darren, when we go to this national television deal. They're not going to be cool with us fudging our times.
We're going to have to tighten up the ship a little bit. But that's okay. Not a whole lot. The big thing, and this is important to me, and it's important, you know, to them in the talks, is there's no big changes coming. You don't have to expect big changes. They want the show because they like the show. It's not
right.
That they like the show, but we got to do this. They don't want to tell you how to do your job. The big thing is that we know, though, is if the show is over at 12, we got to get off the air.
Got to get
12.
Off the air.
That's the difference. That's the only real difference.
You'll be off the air. You can keep talking, but you won't be on
there. They'll flip.
You
the
will
switch.
Not be
they'll
on
flip
there.
The switch, and you might not get to say goodbye.
Cursing is out. No more cursing.
If you've noticed, I've not sworn one time.
I know. I just don't. You know what? I don't know if it's the training or all the years of being on conventional TV or radio and all those things. Like, it just never occurs to me.
Right. But we don't curse on the show.
No, I know.
And even with, like, just because it's so free flowing and we are so free to kind of be ourselves and do what we want to do, people think that we curse. And so, people are like, you're going to have to not swear. Like, we don't anyway.
No.
Right?
It's just not in my DNA as right. when you're around a mic, you're just so trained, you don't curse.
That's not
just,
swearing.
You know, it's you can be a rigger or whatever, you know, have a sailor's mouth. But when you go to church,
you're not swearing.
You know, to tone it down. And I don't know. It's just kind of the way
I find it difficult sometimes to not curse in church. But I also think he's got me. We're good. Depends on what you say, what the curse is. Brian Warishin, still watching out in the Vancouver area. Thank you, Brian. His comment, he runs the BC Lions Den podcast. He says, define Patriots fan. Pre-Brady. Mm-hmm. Look, Tom's been there a long time. Since 2000? 20 seasons. I never knew one Patriots fan before Tom Brady showed up. But you know what? That was a long time ago. I don't care if they're bandwagon jumpers. I mean, this dawned on me a while back, and I said it on the air. Leafs fans, they're annoying, but at least you can't call them bandwagon jumpers, because who would cheer for that if you didn't have to? Whereas with the Patriots, who cares if they jumped on the bandwagon because they were winning? Whatever. My whole thing is, you know, going to Grey Cups, I would see people wearing Bomber jerseys, Ticats jerseys. They'd know who I was, and they'd say, oh, sorry, I'm a Ticats fan. I don't care. As long as you're cheering for somebody. Mm-hmm. Right? That's the most important thing.
That's your cross to bear if you're a Winnipeg fan.
If you're a Winnipeg fan, that's your problem.
Well, yeah, you talk about...
Don't be sorry to me.
Bandwagon jumping. How else do you fall in love with a team? You don't sit there and be like... Now, this team's the shittiest. I'm going to cheer for them.
I thought you didn't swear.
Yeah,
you
know? Geez. Like, that lasted 45
seconds. Can't say that
seconds.
On Game Plus, just so you know.
Let me deal with that, okay?
Continue.
Let me deal with that. No. But that's not how you fall in love with teams, right? You gotta get attached to them, and a team only comes on your radar if they're good or if they've got a great player or if there's... It doesn't matter what the reason is for becoming a team, a fan, become a fan. But yeah, I know the bandwagon jumpers who are fans for a year. And then the team gets bad, and they go and cheer for this team for a couple of years.
Front runners.
You know? I've seen that with Oiler fans who just not... I'm not generalizing Oiler fans, sorry. A couple of friends who are Oilers fans. And one in particular who, for a few years, was a Chicago Blackhawks fan. You know, love, and that's his number two team anyway. But now, all of a sudden, is back 100% on the Oilers.
I mean, I will always... I'm an Oilers fan. I'm a Cowboys fan. But there you will, when your team stinks, which generally my teams have stunk, I can't watch a game without choosing sides. Like, I just can't watch a game for the enjoyment of it. So, like the Patriots from time to time, you know, I used to cheer against them. And then after a while, it's like, I want to see greatness. You know, I can't watch a golf tournament without... just somehow gravitating towards someone. So I don't think that is necessarily being a bandwagon guy.
No.
It's just I can't not have a rooting interest. Sometimes if you lay some money down, yeah, then I'm on that wagon. But at the end of the day, I'm still an Oilers guy, still a Cowboys guy.
Sure. Let me jump in here on that for a second. And I'm glad that we're on that road. I'll say it again. If you're a bandwagon fan, who cares? I'll go through quite a few instances in my life. One was 09 and 2010, Grey Cups that the Riders are in. Mm-hmm. I was with you at one of them. And
both. We were there.
But we spent more time together in Edmonton. And there was, like, as far as the eye could see, Rider fans everywhere. To the point where we left downtown Edmonton and went out to West Edmonton Wall to get away from some of them. And there were more there. And I remember calling my mom and going, Mom, I think every Rider fan in the world is here in Edmonton. And she's like, can't be. They're all here. Yeah. Meaning here. Not that we're trying to get away from them, but we were trying to get away from them. Because sometimes it's too much. But I remember saying to one lady, where are you from? She said, Cambridge, Ontario. She's wearing a Rider jersey. Oh, okay. How come you're a Rider fan? Because it's the thing to do. Next day, run into a guy at West Ed. Oh, you're a Rider fan? Where are you from? And you've been with me enough to know that I always ask people, pick two, Nova Scotia. Why are you a Rider fan? Because it's the thing to do.
Yeah.
And then we were coming home from Fort McMurray when the Riders played the Eskimos there. And we were on a flight from Fort McMurray to Edmonton that was coming to Regina. Girl sitting between me and I don't know who. I think it was Getzlaff on the plane. She's got a Rider jersey on. I said, where are you from? And she said, Toronto. I'm flying home. I said, why are you a Rider fan? She goes, because they're Canada's team. Mm. All marketing. These people jumped on the bandwagon because it was the thing to do. Because
it's fun.
Because it's fun and everybody's doing it. Yeah. That's marketing. So I go back to the America's team thing. I didn't become a Dallas Cowboys fan until I went away to college. Because on the farm, we had three channels. Yeah. One was French. The NFL really wasn't a thing in my family growing up until I went away to college. I know that sounds very podunk and Jethro.
No, it's but it's true. It's a lot of Saskatchewan. Yeah.
So which I get podunk and Jethro.
Yeah, right. Sure. So I get, but I don't care because it's the truth. And it was 90-91, right when the Cowboys were getting good.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Troy Aikman. Ooh, he's cool.
Irv.
All those guys. I'm thinking, I can get behind this.
Yeah,
and that was my team, and that's why. So if you didn't get into the NFL until the Patriots got good, who cares?
Yeah.
It was 20 years ago. I can forgive somebody who didn't cheer for the Patriots before that.
And to be fair, I have on numerous occasions, and it's generally on the Rod Peterson trip, been a fan of whatever city we're in for that moment. So I have a Tampa Bay Buccaneer jersey. I got a Darrell Revis one. I have a Seattle Seahawks one from the time when I go visit my cousin. If they're not playing the Cowboys, I want to enjoy the experience. We've talked about this a lot of times. I mean, when you're in Tampa Bay's arena and they're playing, I don't even remember who we saw there.
The Bills.
No, the Lightning. Like, you become a Lightning fan for that.
I don't either.
I don't remember that either.
The Jets were one.
Okay. Dallas Mavericks. We go to a Dallas. You become a fan of that team for that moment, as long as they're not playing your squad.
Right.
Because you do want to jump on the excitement or be a part of the moment or enjoy it as much as you can. So, yeah, my closet is littered with football jerseys from teams that I don't ever cheer for, but because of being at that, I wanted to experience that. Once in a while, you get sucked in. I will become
go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I was like, what happened here? I become like a bit of a Seattle guy because of the fact that the Seahawks. You know, when you go there, you get wrapped up in it. And I think Rod probably feels the same way about going to Las Vegas. You know, he goes there with his brother, catches the hockey game. It's exciting. You get sucked into it a little bit. And now you're like, you know what? I could kind of cheer for these guys because of the entertainment or the way you were treated or just everything that goes with it. Yes, I will cheer for the Seahawks on occasion now because of the experiences I've had there. But when they play the Cowboys, still pulling for my
Could go longer, but we have to break.
Oh,
Duke, thanks for pinch hitting. I appreciate it.
And
we'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Overtime coming up next, everybody. It's the Rod Peterson Show, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work. Follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
Markdown March has arrived at Capital Ford Pre-Owned.
The Capital Auto Mall has over 550 used vehicles, and they've all been repriced to move. Right now, get this pre-owned 2017 Jeep Grand Cherokee for only $29,999 plus tax. Or check out this pre-owned 2014 Volkswagen Jetta. Its markdown price is only $12,574 plus tax. It's Markdown March, only for a limited time at Ford of Canada's number one pre-owned Ford store, Capital Ford Pre-Owned.
Everyone loves a deal. Instantly save 50% on locally offered cash value coupons. Plus, a portion of every purchase goes to your favorite cause. Primo Deals, community fundraising. Download the Primo Deals app now to start saving and giving today. Primo Deals, building communities.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Thanks for hanging in, everybody. And this is the overtime segment for Emerald Water. And it's going to be brief because we went a little long. But I was enjoying the discussion with Derek yesterday. And as I guess I coined the phrase, but Paul's really fond of it, it's another day of making chicken salad out of lemonade around here. And, you know, I don't understand why, although I do, it'd be irresponsible to say, hey, we're the only ones on the air. Why are others not? They have their reasons why they're not. But to say that you don't have anything to talk about, that's wrong. So Tom Brady drops the bomb today that he's not going back to New England. Our NFL insider, Tory Gurley, comes on here today and says that he expects Tom's going to retire. Who knows? That will be the focus of the sports world for now for quite some time. What else did we cover today? Munsey of the Winnipeg Jets broadcast crew on when they're going to be back playing. Darren Dreger, Peter Labardius, all these NHL guys. The common theme from all of them was it's impossible to predict when they're going to be back playing. So I guess the main thing here, because we don't have sports on tap to talk about like we normally do. Sports coming up tonight for the Tap Brewhouse and Liquor Store. And it hasn't changed, by the way. Where's my liner? Spend $100 in the Tap Liquor Store and you'll get a $20 gift card to use in the Brewhouse. Stop by and see them today. Really, please do. Help out those local businesses. What is there to say other than we're going to be here every day?
Yeah.
For as long as we can be.
That's not going to change. We'll quarantine here. I mean, or at least I will, and do the show. I mean, you're free to do what you want, but we're going to do a show. We're going to do a show.
Yeah.
Period.
Paul says we're good.
Oh, yeah.
For a long time to come.
There's no problems here.
And our social media advisor, Ty Dacu, saying, go check on the extrovert in your life, because they can't handle being cooped up. I'm not going to lie. I don't mind it. I just cracked the lid on another season of Law & Order last night. SVU. I'm good.
Yeah.
I got me some Olivia.
You're good.
Rollins, I'm good. Halfway through Mad Men, I'm not enjoying the break. But extroverts will be going out of their mind.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think you are one.
Well, somewhat. I mean, I enjoy this too. I'm an extrovert, I think, not by choice, just by circumstance, because you're going all the time, and that's why I'm programmed to go. Be at a game, do events. So I really enjoy my time, though, to myself. I just don't get enough of it. So this is a good opportunity. I mean, I'm sitting here wondering, what shows can I get into? Because it's hard for me to get into shows because I can't watch them consistently enough because I don't have enough time. So that's what I'm looking forward to, a chance to maybe get into some
decompress
and just chill.
Tomorrow, a couple things here. We're going to take viewer questions. Just to tease it, here's one. Jason in Red Deer says, Rod, what's your single best moment in sports that you've seen, either live or on television? It's the 2013 Grey Cup, being there at Taylor Field, Riders beating Hamilton 45-23. I had the opportunity to call it on Rough Rider Radio. It will never get better than that. That's the best moment. But I could give you a top 10 off the top of my head. No problem. We'll take questions from viewers tomorrow. We're out of time here. The guys say I got to go. Gregory Lee says, where is your guys' go-to hamburger place? I got to say Five Guys.
Ooh.
Although it's like 900 steps from my house. So I guess if I was really feeling adventurous, I'd probably go to Fuddruckers.
Yeah. Shake Shack in the States and Congress in Saskatoon has a great burger.
Brian Warrishin out in Vancouver from the Lion's Den podcast says, what shirt sizes do you guys wear? I'd like to send you a package. Extra large here, Brian.
Medium.
How about you? Medium for this little guy. Speaking of packages, I got a nice one in the mail the other day. Stanley Cup ring of the St. Louis Blues, NCAA championship, the Natty for the Clemson Tigers, and an Oilers Stanley Cup ring. They're replicas, of course, but I thank Kevin for sending me those. So it's nice, people sending. They're just doing it to be nice. And I think that's it. Clark's an extra large. Clark just said it. Clark and I are both extra large. We fill it out differently. He's a lot bigger up here.
Clark?
I'm a lot bigger in here.
Looking out for number one. What about your partner in there?
Yeah, what about Jordan?
Come on.
Come on. Extra large as well for Jordan. And breaking news, thank you from the curling world, Derek Myers telling us the Duke. John Morris has joined Team Cooey. So, yeah, we're always going to have stuff to talk about. So we'll see you tomorrow, 10 a.m. Mountain, right here on Facebook Live.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.